Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear two students discussing a course change with their tutor. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Professor Holden, do you have a minute?
Yes, come in, both of you. What can I do for you?
We wanted to ask you about changing courses.
Ah, well, sit down for a while then. So, you two are studying history at the moment, is that right?
That's right.
And why do you want to change?
Well, you know how in the first year we had to study three different subjects, one of which was our main one?
Yes, that's our way of making sure that you get a broader education. You can also have the chance to see if a different subject might suit you better.
That's what's happened to me. In my first year, I studied history, French, and linguistics. Now it's the start of the second year, and I found that it's the linguistics that I really miss. History is great, but I found that there were too many periods to study that I'm just not interested in.
Have you talked to any of the history department about this? Have you found out all the syllabus for the next 2 years?
Yes, I've spoken to the head of department and got the whole schedule. I also spoke to the course secretary and some of the lecturers.
Do you know that in years 2 and 3, you don't need to study everything? You can choose the periods that you find more interesting.
Yes, I know. The course secretary went through everything with me very carefully. The problem is that year 3 has most of the specialisation, and even then I'll have too many obligatory topics.
What about you, Edward?
Well, I studied history, English and earth sciences. I chose earth sciences as I wanted one subject that would be really different to what I was used to. I was really good at sciences at school, so I didn't find it difficult at all.
So, is this what you want to study now? Or is it English?
I love the English and the history, but I can't handle all the essays in both subjects.
Yes, I understand that. But are you sure that you will handle the change of choice from a main subject in the arts to one that is so different in the sciences?
I've thought about this all summer. I know it's a big switch, but I've done some extra reading over the summer, and I've talked it over with my family.
Have you spoken to any of the Earth Sciences department about it?
Oh, yes. I spoke to a lot of the teachers, and they asked me about my education background. They seemed to be satisfied that I could cope.
I'm not so sure.
Well, I can't ever be totally sure, but it's what I really want to do. I know it'll be hard work. Earth Sciences has more lectures, but the major assessments are smaller assignments and projects. The exams are shorter too.
You now have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 26 to 30.
In order to change, there is a certain amount of paperwork. Both of you need, first of all, to fill in this form. You need to put the main subject you're studying and the subject that you want to study. You'll need some signatures on it too.
Whose do we need, Professor Holden?
You'll need your personal tutor's signature. For you, Tina, that's me, of course, but I don't know for Edward. I'm not his tutor.
It's Dr. Flynn.
Okay, now you'll need as well the signatures of the head of department of the subject to which you're transferring. For you, Edward, you want to switch to Earth Sciences, don't you?
That's right. Mr. Thomas is the head of Earth Sciences.
That's true, but he's not the head of University Science. Who is the person you'll need? That's Professor Atkins. She's very busy, but if you give the form to Mr. Morton, her PA, he'll make sure the form gets signed and back to you quickly. For Tina, your new HOD will be Professor Coles.
Okay.
Finally, you'll both need the signature of the director. You'll need to get Miss Morgan's signature for that. Dr. Tennant is on long-term sick leave, and Miss Morgan is his short-term fill-in.
And do we need the signature from the department that we're leaving?
The HOD for history is Professor Evans, but he'll hear about it through normal channels. He doesn't need to take part in this process.
Okay, thanks.
Now, do you know what to do with these forms once you have all the signatures?
No, can't we just give it to you?
You can come and ask me any questions, but don't leave the finished form with me. You need to take the form to the registrar's office.
Can we email it?
I know scanning and emailing is a lot easier, but the registrar's office will need the original.
What about post, then?
Posting is fine. However, that might delay things. These kinds of changes can only be done quite near the start of the second year. If your paper gets lost in the post or stuck over a weekend, it might not work for you.
Okay. How do we go there, then?
Go down to the railway station. Go past it, and on the right will be the University Administrative Building. It faces the post office. Go to the second floor and ask if the registrar's office is open. It is often closed. If they tell you it's open, go up a floor to where it is and deliver your form.